Just a second.
Thank you for holding. Is this Joseph?
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, Joseph. Lulu asked me to hop on the line to go over some pricing with you. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. You?
Not too shabby. I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning with this Indianapolis listing. They got me taking a lot of phone calls, but it's a good problem to have. I'm not complaining. It's just busy. I understand that you were going over everything with Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line, like I said, to go over pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing, like how it works or what we could do for your business?
So basically, how I understand it is somebody Googles pressure washing or house cleaning or whatever I have underneath my tags, and how I would, it pops up a list of people and the maps, and where they're at, like kind of where they're located on the map.
Yeah, you got it. So if you pulled out your phone and you typed in pressure washing in Indianapolis, Indiana, you'll see there's a map to the right, and then on the left side of the map, there's three top recommended guys. It's right now it's showing My Guy Services, Pressure Doctor Inc. Power Washing, and Heffernan's Home Services. You heard of those guys?
I definitely heard of My Guy Services. He's got his shit out there everywhere.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. He's been doing this for about 3 years. He's got about 283 reviews. I'd probably say the reviews are probably, you know, a third or a fourth of the people who've actually used this service. So he does pretty well. But the listing that we have available would level the playing field, right? So it would put you in that conversation. You'd have your name up there, address, phone number. We'll build a .com website for you. We'll have the website attached to that listing. So you won't be lacking anything online. Except for obviously those reviews, right? We're going to have to build you up to the point that you get those kind of reviews. But, you know, again, that's a good problem to have. Just having your name in that conversation, though, will get your phone ringing a lot more. We're right in the middle of the peak time of the year. The customers can call you directly off this page, you know, as a live call. You don't get charged per lead or click or call or anything like that. So it's just a flat monthly rate. You know what you're spending. You don't got to sign a year or 2 year contract or anything like that. So I'm sure you can see a value. Okay, so if we're gonna mimic what they're doing, like if I look at My Guy Services and Heffernan's Home Services, these guys are on our Platinum Package. The Platinum Package is advertised on our website at $599 a month. I can reduce your pricing down to $299 as part of a new in business credit. That's why Lulu asked me to jump on the line here. So what that means is it's just $299 out the door. No matter how many jobs, leads, clicks, calls you get, your bill stays the same, and then I lock you in at that rate. So if you decide to come back next month, since it's month to month, you'll keep that rate. It'll just stay $299 for as long as you're with us.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, so it's like $10 a day. I mean, the most important thing, it's not about us, you know, getting rich right away. You know, over time, you're going to end up probably using this for the rest of the year, if not longer, you know. So over time, it'll start to make sense. We'll start to make money on it. Right now, we can afford to give you a discounted pricing structure to help get your company into the green. That's the more important thing right now. Your company's new. So it's like new companies, if you can't show them profit right away, we lose them. You know what I mean? So last thing I want to do is have you paying $599 and then you make only $1,000 in the first month or $2,000 in the first month. It doesn't make sense to keep paying that $599, you know? But if we get you going at $299, you know, you make $1,000, $2,000 the first month, okay, you don't have a problem paying that $299 next month, and the longer you use it, the more your reputation grows. You know, the more people are seeing you up there, the more reviews you get. It just continues to build this pipeline of reoccurring revenue for you. So you'll have repeat customers. So, you know, the more time you spend doing it, the less we'll have to worry about you coming back. But I don't want to lose you in the first month. So that's why we're going to offer you that new in business credit at the $299 pricing structure. Got to make sure it's making sense right away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could do that for you, I mean, I'm sure you'd end up, you know, liking it more than Home Advisor by Angie's or any other form of advertising under the sun. I mean, I'm sure it's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could prove it to you, right?
Yeah. I know Angie's comes up pretty high on your list, though.
Angie's is on the first page of the Google search results. They're about three spots underneath the verified local companies where we're talking about listing you. But the problem with those, yeah. Joseph, like they do, obviously they pay Google, right? So it's like you're obviously paying for leads that are already coming from people doing a Google search, right? You're already paying for these kind of leads. But the problem is they sell that lead to like four of you and they charge you even if you don't get the job. So you end up paying.
They do. You can get your money back. I'm getting my money back on that other lead. Believe that.
I hear you.
You just gotta talk them out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a rare situation. So like, let me show you something. And I don't like doing this. I don't like bashing another company to earn your business. I shouldn't even have to. But there's a report from, you know, the Federal Trade Commission?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a report from the Federal Trade Commission on HomeAdvisor. I'm going to text it to you here so you can read it yourself. But it's on HomeAdvisor. So basically what they do is they've been caught selling the same lead on both platforms. So they're double dipping. They're charging four guys on HomeAdvisor, and then they're charging four guys on Angie's leads. So eight of them are getting one job. And a lot of these people, I mean, these are over 10,000 complaints that have amassed since 2014 against them, where they're paying and they're not getting their money back. They're paying for leads that aren't turning into business. It's a pay-per-lead system, not a pay-per-job system. So that's how they're making their money, is they pay Google to be on the first page of Google. They get a lead. Maybe it costs them a dollar in the grand scheme of things, but they sell it to you for 20 and eight other guys. Now that $1 just turned into $160, and they just get out of there, and only one of you gets the job. Sometimes none of you get the job. So that's how they make their money. They're a multi-billion-dollar company, and they became that way by doing that. But they've been under investigation with the Federal Trade Commission now since March 11th of this year. So usually takes about 6 months, March 11th, September 11th, 911. They may be not even able to operate anymore. They might get shut down. According to this is FTC.gov that I sent you. It's not some made up site, you know. It's the Federal Trade Commission. So, you know, FTC charges HomeAdvisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Because 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, source of the leads, the likelihood they would result in actual jobs, and the report goes on and on.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's like, if you could do anything with that, then I know you'll love this. Because, like I said, I know what they're doing. They're just reselling leads they're getting off of Google. We're putting you in a position where the customers can call you right off the first page. If you look at the types of companies that use HomeAdvisor by Angie, and then you look at the guys we have on the first page in the top recommended section, they're two totally different kind of businesses for a reason. Different levels of success for a reason.
Well, I'm trying to be on the highest level.
And this is it. It doesn't get any higher than being on the first page of the search results. If your customers are looking for your services, they pull out their iPhone, they pull out their Android, type in power washing, pressure washing, roof cleaning, deck cleaning, driveway cleaning, you know, any one of the services you offer, you're right at their fingertips. All they got to do is click your name and it's ringing. So, you know, they're in your area. They just Googled your service. They looked at your reviews and they called you. That's about as hot of a lead as you can get. You know, at that point, you'd have to be the worst salesman in the world for this not to work for you. I have guys that barely speak a lick of English that are pulling in multi-million dollars every month roofing down in Fort Worth. So I'm sure if they could do it, you should have no problem doing this. We're just connecting you to the people that are already looking for your help in the first place.
So now let me ask you this, then.
Uh-huh.
How is Angie's List, HomeAdvisor?
Uh-huh.
How are they getting all these leads? If
Google.
They're like down, I mean, I know, but they're further down the.
They're still on the first page. They're still on the first page. They get probably like
people
eight. Yeah, they probably get about 8%. They're not bypassing. They're not bypassing. My guys hold their price. Look at my guys' reviews that are up there, man. These guys, they're booked up. Or maybe the price, you know, they don't
customize. I know. I've called them myself. And I've,
yeah.
You know.
You know, sometimes my guys are booked up a whole year. Usually when, the way this spot opened up, I had a guy who's booked up until March. And he just like, well, call me the next time the spot opens up. Because, he just basically said, hey, I'm not going to keep paying $5.99 every month all the way up until March if I can't even take on the calls that are coming in. I'm already booked up until March. So he just ended up canceling the service. And that's okay. It's a month-to-month service. We're not telling you have to come back and use it. But that's one downside from my position working here is even when it's going really well for the customers, sometimes you book them up and you lose them. You know what I mean? It's not always.
I book them up, I just get more people.
yeah. Well, what I tell them is I'm like, hey, if you can, subcontract it out to one of these guys that's looking for jobs and take a percentage. You know what I mean? Just don't do what Home Advisor's doing. Don't give it to five of them because then one of them's going to end up punching you in the face. You know?
I like that. That's a good one. That's
you
true.
Can't do that in real life, you know. Real life. Yeah. No, but it's definitely, you know, it's the best form of online marketing that you can have, you know. My job's kind of easy. I basically convince business owners to eat their vegetables if they're not already convinced. You know what I mean? Most of them already know what it is. A lot of them are waiting for a spot to open up in their area so they can get there. You know, for you, you have the advantage of only being a year old and having the opportunity to be there. So.
Yeah, for the price. You're right.
And the discount, well, the discount's huge, you know. The discount is something that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm looking to fill it. I don't like hopping on these phones. I'd rather be on the back end overseeing the accounts and working on a site somewhere, you know. But when these spots open up, we have to fill them, and I'd rather not talk to 30, 40 guys. I'd rather find one guy that's like-minded that I can... What was that? I'm sorry?
Said, I don't think you'll have to.
Okay. So, I mean, do you want to give it a shot?
I would love to come up this page of Google.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, okay, and then we're going to submit it to Google. So the process is once I set up this profile and submit it to Google, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification.
I think I already did that.
You did? Okay, let me see.
Yeah, I did. But
okay. 731 North Somerset Avenue?
731 North Somerset, yep.
Yeah, okay, but it says it's not completed. Do you still have that postcard?
Oh, man, yeah, I think it's, let me see. Yeah, I got it around here somewhere.
Yeah, there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I need. Got to verify that you're out there. That's how you get that little red dot. Okay, hold on. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Let me, okay, 789 what?
78986.
86, okay. Perfect. Google PIN verification number. Good you did that, because I hate waiting for those things in the mail. I was just about to tell you it's going to take 7 to 10 days.
I think I did it in 3 days.
Wow. That's really fast. Okay. Let me go ahead and submit.
You may have been fine.
Yeah, we'll get in there and verify it. Or we'll get in there and submit that number, though. So we'll log into the back end of your Google business profile. And then did you want the address hidden or displayed on that listing?
Well, I mean, you can hide it because it really ain't nothing but it's actually my parents' house.
Oh. Well, I mean,
I don't have a building per se, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're supposed to go to them anyway, I mean, in your industry, but it'll still say your city, state, and zip on there, just so you know.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then you can only have one primary phone number for the customers to contact you. Do you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, yep, this is my business phone.
Okay. So it's 463-269-3332.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your last name, Joseph?
Steele. S-T-E-E-L-E.
S-T-E-E-L-E. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
It's a PPP washing services at Gmail.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean, really, I'm a 24/7 guy.
Okay. I can leave it as open availability. Yeah, so I can have it basically 24/7.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Oh, you always have the little green icon there. Go update.
Yep. I mean, like, I got a full-time job. People that help me out, so.
Okay. I know you don't have a website. We're going to build a website for you, but do you have like a logo or like photos of maybe like a before? You do? Okay.
I do have a logo, yes.
Okay. You have some before and after shots? Oh, okay.
I really don't have them. I got them.
We'll get them. We'll get some. We'll get some. First job that comes in, I'll send you a reminder too. But here, let me, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, so I'll be helping you as we go. And then I'm also going to send you the email address to send in your company logo, so that way we can have that on the website.
Yeah, I got the best logo in the industry. Believe that.
Let me see if I can. I didn't see it anywhere online here. I can't wait to see it. We'll have it listed all over the site there. And then for the site, there is a section that asks or just kind of lets the customers know what kind of payment methods do you use? Like, do you accept cash, check, and card?
I don't have a card reader right now. After I start making money to be able to pay for that card reader, I'll probably get one. But,
yeah.
Like, right now, I don't have one.
Yeah, so PayPal...
Cash and checks.
Yeah, PayPal's Google Business Trusted Company. So I don't know if you have a PayPal, but if you create a business PayPal, we can actually hook it up to your site because it's a Google .com that we're building for you. And then that way the customer can go onto your website and just put in their card information and the amount they want to pay you, and they can pay you through that. And it's instantly deposited into your business account. So that's pretty cool.
I probably will set one up. Yeah, if I'm using you guys, I probably will set one up, definitely.
Yeah, super convenient. And if you don't already have like a business account, I'd definitely recommend that too. Marketing with Google is considered
a business account. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we send you the invoices. This is considered a business expense, so it's another write-off. You'll get the money back that way too. And then, okay, so I got your hours. I got the business profile set up. PIN verification number was accepted. Okay, and then we need to do a client interview with you, Joe. I'm sorry, Joseph. Can I call you Joe?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I do that all the time. I just kind of shorten things. I'm Jonathan, but I go by John, you know?
Yep.
So the client interview, though, it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We ask for an hour window to get it completed. I would like to knock it out today, but I understand if you're busy, I could always schedule it for tomorrow. But what's your schedule looking like?
I'm available, bud. Anytime, really. I'm available anytime before, like, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? 4
o'clock.
How about?
I usually,
Okay, hold on, let me see. Here. I'm going to pull up this calendar. I got to pull up their calendar real quick. It's going to be with a separate technician. So let me...
Now, hey, man, I have two... Did that Google verification code work? Because I got another one. I don't know which one I got later.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, because I think once you submit the second one, the first one expires. It says that this code was accepted, but it's not showing the blue check mark. Let me just get that one down just in case, and I'll send it over to the CX department on the back end in case
they come
back.
Yeah, the other
one
I got is 28815. All right.
Okay, hold on. 28815, you said?
Yep. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if there's a date on there.
And that one was sent to the same address, right? The 731 North Somerset Ave?
Yes. Well, here's what I was doing. When I first started this business thing, I created it underneath my Google account.
Uh-huh.
I have a joseph.steele84@gmail. So I created it underneath there. And then when I made
when I got this thing, when I got the logo and everything all together, and I really was gonna start going out here to get the jobs, I made another one.
Under Pure Power Pressure Washing Services LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the one we're going to look for. The verifications are specific, though, so it'll tell us if it's expired or if it doesn't fit. But the good thing is, no matter what, it's going to be faster, because if they find that it doesn't work or one of those doesn't work, we could just three-way call Google. We're a Google partner, and we could verify it over the phone while we have you on the line. They always take our word for it. You know, they're the ones who give us the qualified candidates list in the first place for these placements. So it's like, if we call in to verify, we could do it over the phone and do an advanced verification that way. And we don't got to go get it mailed again. So either way, it's good you did that. It's going to save us time, and time is money. Okay. So client interview. So my client interview technician says that we could do 4 to 5 or 6 to 7 if you wanted to do the afternoon, or if you wanted to get it going quickly here, I could get you in. The earliest would be at 2 o'clock today.
And what is this for?
The client interview. That's where they interview you on the business. So they'll go over all the services that you offer. We give you 15 different keywords at a time that we list you for. So they'll have recommended keywords based on which ones get the most traffic, and I kind of wanted to mimic the campaigns of like My Guy Services, but you have final say on what you're listed for, right? I want to make sure that we're not listing you for something you don't offer, that way we're not getting calls for something you don't do, right? Same thing with your service area. We want to kind of customize the area you work in, and then obviously get started on your website too. So
even though my name is Pure Power Pressure Washing Services, really much. If I can't do it, I know people that can.
Yeah. No, I mean, we have no doubt about you. If you had anything like negative online, or you didn't pass like a background screening, we wouldn't even be talking to you. They wouldn't even put you on the list for this. So we know your quality. And then I also have review monitoring in place. So, I mean, while you're using us, if somebody tries to write something bad, you know, We could work with them, basically give you an opportunity to dispute it. It's in our best interest to keep your reviews as close to 5 stars as possible, so that way you can keep your customers coming in. And ultimately, if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So, you know, we're in here to maintain the reputation for you. You know, obviously don't be cussing people out. And, I know we live in a different era, but I had a guy where, you know, some of these people think they're in China and they're all wearing masks and stuff still. But they think they could stop a mosquito with a chain link fence, I guess. But you know, if they ask you, you know, try to be mindful. You know, customer's always right mentality when you're going out there. You know, just so that they don't write bad reviews. And then obviously, like I said, if they do and it's unreasonable, we got your back.
I was putting my services on something, and they're like, well, do you know, you wear masks? Like,
yeah,
I do not, but I guess if you want me to, I would, but.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to make the difference between me and pay or not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, if I got to wear it for a couple of days to get a big check, and why not, you know, but.
That's what I'm saying. I could wear a mask for a couple hours for a couple grand.
Yeah, exactly. I try not to wear them. I mean, the second they uploaded all those mandates that they had, I was like, okay, you know, I don't want to wear a freaking mask. They're horrible. It was torture the whole time, so.
I'm
glad that's over. Okay, but the client interview time, what works best for you, Joe? I mean, I have 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock today.
Will I have to be in front of a computer for that?
No. It's like a questionnaire, so it's mostly general knowledge information about your company. We just want to pick your brain.
Yeah, I could do that today. That's no problem.
Okay. What time though? You thinking like 2 to 3, 4 to 5,
yeah,
6 to 7?
Is it really going to take an hour?
No, we just ask for an hour window in case it goes over or you have extra questions.
Okay. Yeah. 2 to 3 should work.
2 to 3? Okay. Yeah, it's usually like 30 minutes, really. I see some of them go by really quick. All right. But I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then they'll text you prior to giving you a call. So you'll get a text notification there. Let you know it's coming.
Facebook ads.
You guys are doing Facebook ads right now?
Yeah, I'm running Facebook ads, and I really ain't. I mean, I get leads off of it, but, man, nobody answers the phone.
Yeah, you got to respond to those really fast. We actually do offer Facebook ads if you want to have us host the Facebook business profile for you. It's no extra charge.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I'll get rid of these guys. And shit, that's charging me $1,000 a month.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah. So the when you're paying that much, then, yeah, I mean, the only way you're going to maintain that volume is if you continue to host it. We were talking about hosting it, not paying for the full ad, you know. I'm not saying that we can't. We could do it, but I don't think you're even going to want to do it, actually, if the only reason you're doing it is to get leads and you're having a first-page placement on Google. That's kind of a waste of money.
Right, yeah, yeah. More people will use Google to find work than they do Facebook.
Yeah, 100%, especially at the moment they're ready to get something done. I mean, Facebook, if they come across you, it's going to be either on accident or it was somebody who looked up power washing and pressure washing in the past, and Facebook's just remarketing to them, you know?
I gotcha.
Yeah, so those leads are just kind of, you know, people aren't really ready to go now. They're just kind of like, hey, I've been looking into that, and so they click on it, and then once they click on you, Facebook tells you, hey, you got a lead. You know, call this person. It's like, just because they click on you doesn't mean they're ready to get something done right now.
They got to put in their info.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it comes up as an ad to them. Like, let's say I'm on my Facebook page, and I'm just on Facebook, like, social media reasons, you know, talking to my aunt about my cousin or whatever, you know? And then it'll mm-hmm. pop up on the side because I've looked that up before. Like, Facebook has a catch, and it knows, hey, I was typing in power washing and pressure washing last week or yesterday, you know what I mean, on another platform or on Facebook. And so then if I click on that, it already has a lot of my data. It, like, pre fills it out, like my name, my phone number, and all that stuff. And
yeah,
then if I want to inquire.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
like
if I want to.
Autofill on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an autofill. And then if I want to inquire about the services, I just click that button, and then that's basically what they send over to you. But it's like, I might be, hey, just looking into it, rather than the guys that are going on to Google, they're like, hey, power washing, pressure washing. They're trying to do it now. You know what I mean? Driveway cleaning, deck cleaning. Like, you don't go looking that stuff up on Google unless you're ready to make a move.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's different type of customer. But I'll leave the door open for Facebook ads in the future, you know. So if you decide that you do want to add that, we could transfer that over, and then you'll have in-house reps that are Meta certified. Facebook Meta certification is what it's called now. We have them here, and they can actually host that Facebook page. That way you have a professional on it. You don't got to worry about getting in there, doing the updates and all the additional stuff with the ad. You could just kind of sit back and focus on the phone calls and getting the good reviews from the jobs. Try to make your life easier.
Yeah, whatever makes money.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here. We're basically going to act as the full, like, online marketing employee, if you will. You know, it's like if you hired somebody in-house to do online marketing to generate leads for you, except for it's only going to be $10 a day rather than $15 an hour. A lot more cost efficient. All right, so I have the client interview scheduled. They're going to reach out to you between 2 and 3 here, so not that far away. And then I have the business profile set up. So the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Joe?
With my debit card, I guess.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's just my name.
Okay.
Strictly my name. Is
the billing address the same as the street address that you had those PIN verification letters sent to?
Yep.
Okay. Joseph Steele, 731 North Somerset Ave. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Four, five, one, four.
4514.
Yep. 4003.
4003.
5354.
5354.
7352.
7352. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0726.
07 of 26. And then small three-digit code on the back?
988.
988. Okay. So this is encrypted. We use a VeriSign secure database, so you'll never have to give your card information out again unless, of course, July 2026 rolls around and the payment declines because the card's expired. Then obviously we'll have to get a new one from you. But all your billing information will be accessible through your account dashboard and tracking system, so you won't ever have to give that information over the phone again, at least not to our company. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I applied on this listing. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't agree with or you don't understand, stop me, okay? And I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your company today. Fair enough?
Yep.
All right, Joe. Whew, okay, I hate this part. I'm going to sound like a robot here, but I got to read it verbatim. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Pure Power Pressure Washing Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Joseph Steele, manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Pure Power Pressure Washing Services, LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you have provided today?
Yes.
Okay. Now it says here, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to knock you if you're missing some calls. I know the call volume can get overwhelming sometimes, especially it's summertime. So, if you know, you missed a couple calls here and there, we're not going to ride you about it. The more important thing is usually if I'm reaching out to you, it's probably something that I can't already do myself without your consent. So that's kind of important. I'll blow you up if I have to, but just letting you know, we're not going to ride you if you miss some calls. There is a tracking system that'll pipeline the leads if you miss the calls, and that way you could go back and call them in your free time. Okay.
Cool.
And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yep. So it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes. I think I have.
You basically, you know, in layman's terms, I know what you're using now. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add another online service, let us know about it so I can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any listings. Or they're not messing with your Google business profile or messing with the website we built for you, you know? Otherwise, the things start changing on there, and I'm going, what the heck's going on? I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So if you're not sure, just let me know.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. And then it does state that there is a – you are eligible for Google Guarantee, I believe. So let me just review this real quick before I go into this part. Have you ever seen those Google guarantees before at the top?
No.
Okay.
I may have, but I don't know.
Yeah, let me make sure that this is right because I think it's saying that you are eligible for Google guarantee.
I am eligible for Google guarantee.
Yeah, I think so. So Google Guarantee is basically Google puts a Google Guarantee check mark, like you've been background screened and verified with them that you're working with a Google partner. Excuse me, I got the landscaper outside. But what it does is it allows, or it gives the customer like a $2,000 insurance if they decide to go with you. So it's basically like saying, hey, you know, we verified this guy, we background screened this guy, we fact checked this guy, and he's good to go. And if something happens and he's not good to go because you're trusting us and what we're saying, we're going to back it for up to $2,000 worth of damages. Also, what it does for you as the business owner is it'll guarantee you a certain amount of leads each month from having that placement, right? So it's only...
Sure.
It's only available usually in certain areas. Let me just make sure real quick because it's saying to check. I don't see power washing for this service area though. That's the thing. Okay. I got weird stuff on here. I got pool cleaning. Yeah. So I'll have them like we can. This is something that we can revisit in the future because it does cost money to do it. It's like I think it starts at like $250 and with a guarantee of 10 to 15 leads. But I don't want you doing pay per lead anyway. Pay per lead is just not ideal. I think this would be better just to have you on a Google Places placement. But if you do want to advance into it, I'll send you all the documentation in writing. You can read it over. If it's something you decide to do, we could get it up and running at that time. But right now, I'm not seeing the power washing and pressure washing in there, even on the back end it's telling me it is. So sorry about that. Just a distraction. Okay, but you are also eligible for prepay options. I don't know if this is something you wanted to capitalize on. I know I already have you on discounts. You're basically already on half price for this package, but it would actually get even cheaper if you wanted to do a prepay option. So I don't know if that's something that you're interested in doing. We do have a 3-month prepay option with the discounts applied. You'd be looking at $700. If you wanted to do a 6-month prepay option, you can do that for $1,300, and then you can do an annual prepay option for $2,500. You want to capitalize on any of those?
Man, now can I do that in the future?
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the end of the month or 2 months down the line, 3 months down the line, if you say, "Hey, it's going great, let's go ahead and lock it up for the rest of the year." Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm
spending so much money on advertisement right now, and I'm not really getting too many jobs off of it. So
okay.
I need to start making money before I keep spending money.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll save you a lot of money. I'll get you out of that Facebook stuff. $1,000 a month sounds like too much, and then I'll also be able to steal you away from Home Advisor.
It's only 3 months, so.
Yeah,
it's also $20 a day. It's $1,000 for them to create the ads, and then it's $20 a day from Facebook for me to run the ads.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like they're charging you a lot because it sounds like it's an independent marketing company. We're a Google partner.
Yeah,
Google writes our checks. We don't get paid based off of what you pay, so it's different. You know, we could charge you a lot less, and we're not worried about hours and labor and things like that. We're already under contract. So when you have a smaller company do it, then they're paying you. You got to pay them at basically an hourly wage to get all that up and running, you know? So it's a little bit different. It's always better when you go directly to the source. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Get things wholesale. It's always better that way. It says right here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do ask that you give it a couple of months when you first sign up, but it's paid out 1 month at a time. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 3rd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package service. So I've included all the Platinum Package contents. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, Joe, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the third day, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. That won't go up or change. Okay? Now, it does state here in the fine print, you're not bound to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I know I'm taking up a lot more of your time. I think you're a little distracted now. All right.
So I'm just looking at all the stuff that you sent me and.
Okay. No, I'm about to send you everything again in writing right now. So you're going to get a couple more text messages once I process this this payment. You'll get like a welcome message and then an outline of the agreement in writing. So hang tight for me for just a second. I'm going to get it all over to you.
Yep.
Okay. Taking forever to process this. There we go. It cleared. All right. So there's going to be some automations that come through. The main text that we're looking for will say, Joseph, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So let me know when you get that. There's going to be a link in there. It'll take you to an outline of the agreement in writing. And I want to get you to sign off on that because that's what's going to lock in the discounted rate. That way you have it on file and we have it on file. There's no confusion about that moving forward.
All right.
Almost done, Joe. Almost done. And then obviously you have the client interview here in less than an hour, but
thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Good email we have on file. Please click here to accept.
Yep. That's it. That's the one. So if you click there, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So again, you're not signing any kind of long-term contract. It's a month-to-month service, but I want to have this documented. I wanted you to have this on file. It's sent to your email too. It's going to have all the products and features that you're getting and the discounted pricing structure. So that way they know, because this package is normally $5.99 monthly. But you're getting it for $2.99. So that way you have it on file and we have it on file. Hey, he's getting all the Platinum Package content. So let's say you're using this all the way through 2027, you know, which it's not uncommon. I have guys that from the first guy I signed up is actually still using this. He's been here like 10 years. But if I left, you know, or our rates go up at the beginning of the year, your deal doesn't change. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you keep that rate. You'll keep that discounted pricing structure indefinitely. It's not just like a one-month thing or while I'm here thing or while our rates can accommodate this. You know, that's the deal, you know, period. So I have a guy that I signed up in 2012. He's paying $149. So he's really, really got a super cheap, like grandfathered in pricing structure. But that's the benefit of him signing up then. It's not like, you're renting a property and all of a sudden the rates are going up or the property taxes are going up every year.
Gotcha.
Yep. So pretty clear cut. I'm a pretty clear cut straight shooter, and that's how our company is too. That's why I like working here. All our services, we start everybody out month to month, so that way we know, hey, they're coming back each month at their own will. You know, they're here because they want to be, not because they have to be. That's how it should be. Any good product is going to be like that. You should want to come back at your own will. That's why I tell guys, I'm like, the home advisor asks you for a contract or, you know, did the marketing company you're using now ask you for a contract? Well, they're trying to get money from you before they've done anything. That's a red flag. You know what I mean? Especially
yeah.
If it's not so much getting money before they're doing something, but it's like asking you to commit to a year's worth of their service before you've actually seen it work. It's kind of like, okay, you know, because once you commit to that, it's like even if they're failing or not doing their job correctly, they still get paid. So I'd rather, you know, use an honest service. Like even my phone services, mostly anything I do is month to month at will. So if I ever have a problem with it, I could just turn it off.
So I got, am I supposed to create a username and password?
No, no, no. So your client interview is going to be here in less than an hour. So they're going to do that. It's between 2 and 3. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you another email. It'll have your username and password in it. They'll also text it to you. And then there's a YouTube video attached to that. It's about 7 minutes long, but it's one of our representatives here, and they show you how to use your tracking system. So you have that in-house. You can log in daily, you know, see everything that we're doing for you. Like I said earlier, if you miss calls, it'll pipeline those calls so you can go dig through them when you're free. Jobs that you've received, you could go in there and request reviews, you know, asking about their experience with you and to write the Google review. So that'll be a useful tool for us moving forward. You could access your billing through there. There's a lot of things that you could do through that account dashboard. But the YouTube video will show you how to use it. And then obviously if you ever have any problems with it or if it's difficult for you, I'm still here, right? So you could always pick up the phone and call me. I want to stress that actually. So we're a little bit different marketing-wise. We communicate with you a lot. So like I'll be your account lead, but there's going to be an account management team that's helping me with fulfillment. If you're ever at a point of you don't understand something or you're having trouble with something, you have a question, a comment, a concern, you know, don't hesitate to call in. It's not like HomeAdvisor, you set it, forget it, you don't talk to nobody and they're just sending you leads. You know, we want to make sure we're representing you properly. We want to make sure that your website represents you properly. That's people's first impression of your business before they even meet you. You know what I mean? So no questions or dumb questions. You know, if you need anything as we're moving forward, don't hesitate to reach out. We want to kind of keep an open wave of communication there.
Gotcha.
Okay. Not that we're going to be bugging you, right? I'll be bugging you in the beginning just to get everything up and running, but after that, I'll ease up and just kind of check up on you here and there.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm going to get all this information sent over to the client interview technician, and then they'll call you back between 2 and 3 for your client interview, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Joe. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later.